Former President Donald Trump appears to be getting increasingly close with the conspiracy group QAnon. Last week, Trump posted a picture of himself on his social media platform wearing a Q pin on his lapel. He included the phrase, "The storm is coming." QAnon believers use that term to refer to the long-predicted moment when Trump takes power again. And here he is on Saturday at a rally in Ohio for Senate candidate J.D. Vance.
We will stand up to the radical left lunatics and rhinos, and we will fight for America like no one has ever fought before.
Mia Bloom is a professor at Georgia State University. She's studied QAnon and recently wrote a book about the movement. She joins us on Skype. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We just heard that clip from the former president, and a lot has been made about the music playing underneath in the background, because apparently it is similar, or it is, a QAnon anthem. What can you tell us about that?
So it's very similar, or it actually might be the "where we go one, we go all" QAnon catchphrase. And interestingly enough, in the book I wrote with Sophia Maskolenko on QAnon, we trace the origins of this "where we go one, we go all." And I think a lot of people would have thought maybe it was from the Three Musketeers. Actually, it turned out that it was plagiarized from a 1996 movie with Jeff Bridges called White Squall. And so what it's basically trying to convey is that, you know, the sum of the parts is not nearly as strong as the whole, and that they are an eventuality, that, you know, they're an inevitability.
And that music is some sort of a reminder to that idea? What is the music?
The music is sort of the anthem that's played along with the "where we go one, we go all," almost like the marching music. And you would see that especially with some of the QAnon very famous influencers, whether it's Michael Flynn or Sidney Powell or Lynn Wood. So this music has come to be associated both with QAnon and with the QAnon influencers.
Now, another important thing to note is that as the music is playing, we see in the crowd many people have their arms raised up in the air, a finger pointed. What is that? Also some kind of QAnon reference?
Well, you know, and this is very interesting because I've seen a lot of memes over the course of today, both in terms of looking at some of these neo-Nazi rallies from the 1930s or, you know, "We're Number One." But for me, what was most reminiscent was the way in which ISIS used to have that raised finger for Tawheed, which is representative of the unity of God. But, you know, the "we are one" with that raised finger was something that I associated from 2014 on with ISIS. You know, it's not like "we are the champions, we're number one." So it has some very dark references, either to Nazis or to jihadi terrorists.
You've been studying this for many years. When you look at what you saw at the rally over the weekend and also what we've noticed on former President Trump's social media, does all of this represent something new to you, some sort of an escalation?
Definitely an escalation. I think if you recall, during the debates, he was pressed about QAnon. And, you know, he feigned, "Oh, I don't know about this group. I think they're against child trafficking. Is that such a bad thing?" So he always had this plausible deniability. But now it seems that either perhaps out of desperation or the need to energize his base, he is going full throttle and embracing QAnon.
Well, I wonder what you think this means for the people who follow QAnon to have the president now so clearly amplify their ideas or their methods in the mainstream. What does this do for them?
It absolutely energizes them. You know, there was a period of time where in the Q drops, they said, "We're going to have Trump say tip top." And within days, he appeared on the balcony of the White House with the Easter Bunny, and he goes, "I call him Tippy Top," and they went crazy. And that was even, you know, subtle compared to what he's doing now. Now he's fully embraced, and he's parroting some of their talking points.
On the same time, there may be people listening to this who are tempted to brush off these QAnon connections or parallels as making a big deal out of nothing. No, you're reading too much into this. What do you say to that? I mean, how serious is this?
It's very dangerous in terms of our democracy and our trust in institutions, QAnon has a potential for terrorism. If there are individuals who are already violent and that they embrace QAnon fully as completely devoted followers, then we might see this intersection of QAnon and terrorist violence.
Mia Bloom is a professor at Georgia State University, studies and has written a book about QAnon. Mia, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.